very late on a hot, sticky, muggy summer night. I sleep with the window open to let some breeze in, give me slight relief at least. Under my trembling, rapid eye movement lids, my eyes detect flickering light and I slowly awaken. I look out over the field, I can see out the window hundreds and hundreds of little flickering lights. First I think they're fireflies, but they're on the ground. Turns out they're candles. There are circles of jack-o'-lanterns in the field, lit circles. In the middle of these are naked women standing, people in dark or colorful robes, chanting, swaying about, playing percussion instruments. It's the candle ritual. Local cults choose random fields to perform it in, and you don't interfere. You do not interfere. To do so is to risk death. You do not go there. You do not try to participate either. The most you can do is just watch from your window. That's what I did. I watched the naked women slowly turning as the people beat drums and rattled gourds and chanted around her, around them. There must have been about 40 people out there, disguised in animal masks. Like I say, you don't dare interfere in these ceremonies, these rituals, or they'll probably kill you, burn your house down, maybe. There's nothing you can do to interfere. Don't call the law. There's almost certainly a cop or two in those masks out there. It was so exciting, so sexually tingly watching those naked women being painted bright colors, fondled as they were painted. It was an all-night ceremony, smoking and drinking and chanting, beating their instruments. Then, one by one, these women were sacrificed. In a drug ecstatic state, they just stood there as their throats were cut one by one, the blood collected, the bodies sexually used by the tribesmen, the ritual farmers and locals, and the animal masks. Then one by one, come morning, they buried the bodies in the field. It's gonna be a good year for this field. The fields used sexually are always productive.